Okay, so let's start the recitation today. When will be the exam one? So next Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
Okay, so you guys only have no more than 1 week to prepare, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of questions regarding the exam one?
What chapters do we cover? 1 through 3?
I think so, because currently we have covered the chapter 1, 2, 3, and you need to conform with Dr. Tony, but the 1, 2, 3 will, it should be 1, 2, 3, yeah, from what I understand. And for the exam, if you be able to solve all the homework problems, you will get like 100 score, right?
Is it heavily based on the homework?
Yes, it's heavily based on the homework.
Okay.
If you did the homework, you will have it's the problem you will see in the exam will be very, very similar with the homework problem. Make sure you in this last week, make sure you put some time, make some effort, try to do the homework problem. And also all the homeworks I covered in the recitation is the more important one. Everybody got me? Right. And also I want to point out, like such as if I covered this A, B, C, that means all this homework is important, not only A, B, C. Maybe I, because the time limitation, maybe I only covered a part of this problem, but you need to be able to solve all this problem. Right? And the recitation problems is more important than other problems, but you put more time to try to redo all the homework again. So today I'm going to cover the chapter 3, the homework. The first one is 3.3. If you open your textbook in the page 156, it's a picture. 156 is a picture, and 154 is a problem description. For the problem 3.3, such as the problem A, we get the curve for xt. Now we need to compute the Fourier series, the representation of the xt using a Fourier series. For all the periodic signals, xt
we can always represent the periodic signal using the trigonometric Fourier theory. This is the trigonometric Fourier theory for the XT. What's the easier? It's an integral for one period of XT. Correspondingly, AK equals to and BK equals to the integral of sine. Is there any problem on this?
No.
Yeah. That's not the formula. Usually you will need to require to compute this kind of integral. Right. For the problem A, that's one period of XT, right? This is a periodic signal. To represent XT using this trigonometric Fourier theory, we just this kind of form is fixed. What we need to calculate is nothing but A0, AK, and BK. We put XT into this integral, and we do the integration, we get this A0, AK, and BK. That's it. In this case, first we need to decide the fundamental period, T. For problem A, what's T? What's the fundamental period? See the picture? What's the fundamental period? That's 1 from 0 to 3. That's the fundamental period, right? This is 3. So, if the fundamental period is 3, the frequency, ohmic series, 2 pi over t, right, is 2 pi over 3. That's ohmic zero. Here, we all need this ohmic zero inside the integral. Using this formula, we will get A0 equals 1 over 3. This is 3 is the fundamental period, and the integral is 2, 0, 2, 3, and xt. For this case, the xt has two segments. right? One segment from 0 to 2. Another segment from 2 to 3. In these two segments, ST has different forms. So we need to split this integral as these two segments. So it will be 1 over 3 from 0 to 2 xt dt. From 0 to 2, what's xt? What's xt here? It's just a flat, straight line, right? Here's 2,
right?
And from 2 to 3, this will be negative 1. This is negative 1. So this integral will be at 12 and t equals to 0 to 2. This will be plus 3 over 1. This will be t from 2 to 3, right? And this will be 2 minus 0, plus 3 minus 2. That's 1. That's 2. So the result is 1 for the A0. Okay, now let's get to the AK. According to the formula, AK equals to 2 over t. T is 3 and integral 0 to t. 0 to 3 xt cosine k omega 0 to dt. The same thing. We will separate this as two segments and do the integration one by one. 3 over 2, here is from 0 to 2. And in this segment, xt is 2 cosine k omega 0 t dt. Let's see, minus 1 cosine k omega 0 t dt. This part is the same.
Okay.
This is fake. Yeah, I'm
wondering
about
the
zero.
Alright, it's
omega 0.
No, I thought we were going to plug it in.
Yeah, since we know that omega 0 is 2 pi over 3, is wondering how we
have plugged it in. Alright, right. Yes. And we can either do it from here or in the end. Now, man. For this integral, this will be cosine k this kind of form is integral of cosine at dt, right? Remember in calculus, what's in this integral equal?
is sine. If we do integration for cosine, we will get sine. And it's over a. Alright. There will be lots of integration involved since we need to compute the integration. So in this case, the a, this part will be a. A will be k 2/3 pi. That's our a. We just use this formula. We get this result of this integral. The same thing for the second part. This is minus 1. We can get this one out. This cosine. So it will become three over 2 pi k sine 2 pi k over 3 t from 0 to 2. That's the second part. That's the first part. And the second part is out of this AK. If you simplify this, you will finally you will get 3 over pi k sine 4 pi k over 3. That's AK. Now we already have A0, AK, we get BK, and then we finished. Difference is the cosine becomes sine. And here
finally, it will be 3 over pi k. This is dk. Now we have a0, ak, ck. We put it into this formula. We get the trigonometric form of x, t. That's for the problem A. Now I'm going to ask one of you to solve the problem B. After that, I will do it again for you for problem B.
Thank you. Big dialect. They call a lot of things, but not a big dollar. That's pretty damn
funny. People are going to say, you understand email? I say, no, we can't.
If you want to learn your shit, you're not going to. Watch your eye, Bobby. Possible needs to be president of the engineering department in this college. Everybody approach me the way he does.
Everything
that he's
taught is
going to
be on there, but it's
going to
be the
easy example. And all the homework stuff is going to be on there, all the grads, simulations, and all that.
Especially in the chapter 3, the Fourier transform. The Fourier transform pair, the Fourier transform properties, that will be lots of them.
What page?
This 2 pages is important. I think this maybe four paper for one side, the other side you write the other.
I copied them on my note card, like this thing, and I brought them 9 times after class, and just looked at the answers over here. She told us that final was going to come for my three exams. So I copied them down, on the, like, literally the front side of the notebook.
Yeah.
I copied my three exams, like, the small, scanned them, like, that small, and, like, just shrunk down through the magnifying glass, sent all the answers.
I've done the same thing in intermediate programming up here. You know, if you use a 5x7 card,
yeah,
and somebody asked you if we could write on the front and back, you said all six sides, if you can get it on there. I put it in the computer and put everything on the test and on there. Mm-hmm. He didn't care. He told us we could do it. I was like, I was a T8 teacher. You can't worry about people making good grades and people making bad grades. Oh, yeah.
William, Brad, and Max.
So the problem B and the problem C is kind of similar. We all use this kind of integration. And the problem A and the problem C is kind of similar. It's more simple, right? You just don't have this at time. Maybe I just point out what's the important thing on chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter
3. Yeah, that'd be good. Thank you.
The chapter 1, the most important you need to determine, give the give you a system, you usually you get a different equation like yn equals n times xn, something like that. You will need to determine this kind of these three properties. And for the causal, if this system is causal, you will need to decide its memory or memoryless or has memory. Yeah, for the causal. But if it's not causal, you there's no need to decide that. Remember? If it's causal, if it's yes, we need to decide it's memoryless or not. If it's no,
you don't.
That's it. Right. That's the most important one for chapter 1.
Do you know how many questions will be on the test?
Uh-huh.
Do you know how many questions will be on the test?
Last semester, three questions. Each has three or four.
Four for each chapter?
Yeah. Last semester, one for each chapter.
What's the bottom thing you
say?
The
hyphenate?
No.
Invariant. Time invariant or not?
Is it invariant?
I know we're
going to
have a question about
it. Is time invariant or not? Or time invariant? That's the properties, right? That's three important properties. And for the
That's for chapter one, the most important.
But how do you know if it enters memory
less? Remember, if it depends on the previous, T minus 1 depends on this, if you will, it has memory, right? If it only depends on T, there's no memory. You can check your notes of the previous recitation. And for the chapter 2, two important problems, two types of them. The first one is to give you a circuit, RC circuit, to let you write down the what's that, differential equation, right? The second one is to give you two signals, xt and vt. You will need to compute the convolution. Two types of important ones. And the chapter 3 is kind of what I covered is will be the most important one. Like you need to calculate Fourier series, right? And also you will need to use the Fourier transform, this transform table and the transform properties. To these two together to get a Fourier transform. Everybody with me? So for some kind of the directly compute the Fourier transform would involve lots of integration, right? That's why the textbook gave us this the Fourier transform table and the Fourier transform properties. You will need to be able to take advantage of that to get the Fourier transform, capital XW, X omega. Yeah, that's omega, sorry.
What does number
1
say for chapter
3? The Fourier series, like this one.
Right, okay.
Yes. This one will be involve some integration, right? For the Fourier transform, it most probably you are not required to compute the integration. But you will need to use the transform table and the transform properties to get the result. For Fourier series, there's no table. You need to compute the by your own.
On chapter 2, it will be different equation.
Yeah, differential equation. Mm-hmm.
because I wouldn't get anything out of it.
The original idea is that previously we only have one repetition, right? Either Tuesday or Thursday. But some students, they have conflict. Maybe they don't care. Some have conflict on Tuesday, some have conflict on Thursday. So that's how the language requires record it.
Well, I've got a conflict with both days. I'm busy. I'm making it one day.
But now, since we do two times, he still needs that. So it's better to have some record. Okay, we can have a short break. Then I will show you how to use the how to deal with this Fourier transform using the tables and the properties. We have a short break.
Now, for about 2 more weeks.
Now let's take a look at problem 3.13. In this problem, we give xt, right? Xt can be represented using the Fourier theorem. Now we have xt. Xt can be represented by a summation of ckx, and we have Vt. Vt is the time shift of Xt. The question is to ask what's the ckv. Get that. we have ST, we have this VT equal to ST minus 1. Now we need to represent CKV using some kind of form CKS. CKS is already known. This is a typical problem for the Fourier theory. The second one. First, let's write down the xt. Xt equals to summation ckx e to the power of jk over 0 t. That's xt. In order to get vt, vt is nothing but xt minus 1. So this kind of problem, we usually we will put this vt, this kind of form, into here. Because when we represent xt using the Fourier theory, this part, the ckx, we can regard this as a constant. It's more like something about a. It's just you can regard this as a, compared to this part, this is more like a constant. So if we put t minus 1, we replace this t by t minus 1, we will get the result. So vt will equal to the summation of ck x e to the power of jk omega 0 t minus 1. That's vt. Is there any problem? Any questions on this? No. Here, we will decompose this part. E, this t minus 1 will just become ejk omega 0 t times ejk omega 0 minus 1. This is a constant. We get this out, we will get the relationship. So it will equal to e to the power minus jk omega 0 summation ckx e to the power jk omega 0 t. That's vt. Final result is here. Remember this kind of question. We put this part, x, t minus 1, t minus anything, replace the t with this part. Replace that part. Okay. For the problem B, let's do it together, and I will get one student to do it in front of us. Jesse Taylor. Mm-hmm. Last semester of exam 1. Right. Make sure you can do this kind of problem. Right. So,
for this kind of problem, this is the differentiation for VT, right? Since this is a dimension, in the dimension, this kind of thing is we can regard this as a constant. We can regard this thing here as a constant, so that's the differentiation for this part. Yeah. This all this part is, you can regard this as a constant.
I went home today. I grilled chicken breast. Hey, Mom.
baked beans, and macaroni. Man, what I eat good, man.
It's almost like it takes too much time to do it.
Listen, this is what you gotta do. When you leave the house in the morning, if you got your meat out of everything else to do, you need a dog. Come in this room.
When he cooks, it's a lot. You don't eat.
Oh, yeah. Like Sunday, I smoked some steak, and went to like
the problem B is the weight is the differentiation. So since in this 4SS theory is false, this is this part e to the power of jk omega 0 t, this is change. This will change. Other part won't change. We have to do the differentiation for this e. And we do differentiation for this part. And we step by step, we get the result. Is there any question?
Why is that a constant question?
How do you know?
Yeah.
Is it always
because?
Yeah.
It's not always constant, but you can regard it as a constant.
Always.
This is always the integral in one fundamental theory. This part, this kind of problem, this part, okay.
What do we have to, on an exam, would we have to replace the omega 0 by 2 pi over t? Or could we leave it as omega 0 right there for this question?
It depends. If in the exam, if you get, if omega 0, you know it as like as 2 or 2 pi or something, you need to put it.
Go ahead and put it in there. Because I was looking, I was going to read the problem, but it shows no problem. I didn't know if we need to go ahead and put it in there.
Right. Omega 0 is 2 pi over t.
So we
place
it in there.
Yeah, you can replace omega 0 as with 2 pi over t.
That's
right.
What
coefficient for the Fourier theory.
With x of t is
right. In the Fourier theory.
Oh, so there's a convolution as well. when there's like a C X K or C K X.
here, this is for x, right?
Oh, okay, so it's like of x.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here, if we teach, here we teach, we think this is the CTV. That's a notation.
Okay.
You got any comb?
And for problem C and problem D, I will do it for you. Problem C, x vt equal to e to the power of j omega 0 t times xt. If we write down xt as the Fourier series, this will become the summation of CKX e to the power JK omega T 0 plus e to the power JK to the J omega T 0 T. Right. Is there any questions on that?
Okay.
All right. And this part, we can put them together. J K plus 1 on 0 T. Here is the kind of tricky part. If we write down this form, this has a k plus 1, right? But we need k. We will have to make them equal to e to the power of j. We might use another symbol, maybe k prime equals to k plus 1. This will be equal to jk prime c. What's this c? What's this k become? K prime next minus 1. Since this is summation, from 1 to infinity, there is no difference for k prime and k. This is nothing but ck minus 1 e to the power of jk, something like that. You got me? That means the ck weight equals to the ck minus 1 x.
Oh, because when you have those exponential times each other, you're combining those e terms, like making the
the exponent and symbol sign, and then you have some like expression of all the days. Does that make sense?
That's problem C.
Where's the 2 pi on the team? Check it out.
For the problem D. Samuel Brand. Everybody try to do this homework by your own because it help you practice for the exam.
This is the
kind of Here we have K. Here no K part one. So you wrote K part one times the rest. That is K minus one. And remember, this problem, here we have the part 1.
Right.
This, we use this K prime represent as K part 1.
Okay.
We get this remote K minus U prime. So this one will K part 1 will become K minus 1. This one will become K part 1. Right, that have still have that two. That still have this. And that part for the This is minus,
yeah.
And that's not 2, that's 2g.
Oh.
And after this kind of form, it's very similar to problem C, right? This part is the same with problem C. So this will be, the first part will become e to the power k plus 1. The second part is negative. It will become e to the power k minus 1. From the problem C, this k plus 1, we use the k prime represents k plus 1. And we finally get this part. And for this k minus 1, we finally get that. It's the same idea. This part of k plus 1 is exactly the same with problem C.
Please don't erase this.
Okay.
So, I think you said this the exponential on the left, and then you took that other exponential thing, and it doesn't have any k terms in it. So, like, you took it out, and then. Okay.
Problem 22. Problem 22 is about the inverse Fourier transform. We give Fourier transform x omega. We try to get x t.
So is that like a summation of negative
infinity? You can, if you do it directly using this, using the integral, it will involve a lot of computation for the integration, right? Usually this kind of form, we will need to take advantage of the Fourier transform table and the Fourier transform property. If we can take advantage of these two tables, we don't need to compute the integral. We can get the result directly. For example, what's the Fourier transform of the delta? Anybody can tell me?
Could you repeat that? You said, what's the Fourier transform of what?
Delta T.
Delta T, okay.
What's that?
One.
Yes, back. So, let's say it again. And from our Fourier transform properties, as we cover in the class, what's the Fourier transform at x, t, minus, I see, minus a? What's that? See, you can take a look at the first page of your textbook. What's that? The Fourier transform property. Yes. A minus j omega a, right? X omega. See here, this part has this e, and we all know the cosine and sine can be replaced by this kind of form, right?
then we can take the advantage of this property to get the active. That's the idea. First of all, the cosine 4 omega will equal to this E4. And we can try to see if X omega equals to E to the power J omega A. Use this form. This kind of x, we can regard x as this, right? If x t equals to delta t, x omega will equal to 1. So,
right?
So, here, the Fourier transform of delta t minus a will equal that's the one we need. You can arithmetic, you can write down this as another Fourier transform because we might use this a lot. Since this case, what's this A for the first part?
It's going to be -4.
-4, right. So this will become delta T minus -4, T plus 4. Right. This is correspondingly T minus 4. That's it. So that's much easier than we compute the integration. Right. That's why we need this table in the page 1. That's very, very important question. Is there anybody with me? Okay. So for problem B, is there any volunteer the problem B? No? Brandon Holder. Sine squared, but we know sine. For sine over t is equal to this form, right? Corresponding cosine equals this. And if we do square for that, we will get this kind of form.
Let me get it here first, and then you can help me with this.
Right.
Which mark is this one?
That's working.
Either one.
Three, omega, four,
what's that?
at least.
Did anybody see the steps of doing that? First, for the problem B, first we saw this sign.
Right.
This is sign square. We know for the sign, we can represent like this. And we make this square, and we'll get this 4j square 1 and plus this. This is a square, b square, 1 to ab. We'll get this form. This is all represented by the e. e, this is e. And when we get this format of e, we just using this formula to get delta t minus a. We get the result.
And the between given like where you put it in the four and you got
one four
where
yeah,
right.
So down.
You win.
You got one, negative 1/4.
So the one to the one where you turn it into negative 1/4
J three omega.
And then you got
this one.
Yeah. How did you drop off like how did you simplify that today?
Because this is, we can get the, first we get this 2j over 1 out, right? This is the square, equal to 4 minus 1.
I need to know
how it is. 1. And then this for the top. For the top. Since the a minus b square equal to a square plus b square minus 2ab. What's the a? A is e to the power of j 3 omega.
Right.
This square is just e to the power of 6 j omega.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. It's, you will,
I don't know.
You get rid of this brick, you get this. After we do the square, we still, it's the form of e. E to the power of something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we use this.
Mm-hmm. The one half delta t, delta
delta
t plus
6. Right.
No, down. That
down
right there.
Yeah, this one, e to the power of 6 is equal to corresponding to the delta t plus 6.
And it's plus e, or is it plus delta t minus 6?
It's plus 6. It's minus minus 6. It will become t plus 6. If you...
What's the final one?
This is 1
over... All the final answer you can see.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you go there, you find it.
Oh, okay.
As I said, there is a doubt, but you always can go to the website. You know, to download the...
Right.
And for the problem D. This one is a little bit harder, right? For this problem, we see here we have a particle 1 over j omega plus 2. If we look up the Fourier transform table, we will see for this kind of form. Every time you see this kind of form, you need to think about the corresponding xt is this.
Alright. Is that ut or omega t?
It's ut.
Okay.
This is ut.
Ut. Alright.
Right. If we... do some analysis for this xw, we see this part has e, right? E to the power of j omega.
Mm-hmm.
We like this part, right? This is just delta t minus a, right? And for this sign, as we mentioned, this kind of sign always can become J, e to the power of j omega, like this. When you say sine or cosine, you just convert them to e to the power of something. Then this part is e. This part will become e. This part is, we only left have this part left. This kind of if that know that part, this will be delta t minus something. Right now we will, our x here, our x t equals to delta t. But here, our x t equals to this. That's our x t. We will do a time shift for this function. We'll get rid of E. To sum up, let me write down the main steps for that. First, we will get the 1 over JW plus 2. We get this part out. And we will get the rest of that. Will become one over two j e to the power will become that. This two j is just a constant, right? This form is just the form of j plus e the power, we can call it bt. This kind of form. And we can see here, e to the power of something is a time shift. So this part is a time shift. And this part correspondingly for this x omega, the xt is here. So this will become e to the power negative at times ut. But here, since we have this e, we will do the need to do time shift. This is in step t. This will become t minus, we call it b, t minus b. Here, ut minus b. B is this one, and a is this 2. A equals to 2. B equals to negative 3 over 2. That's our a and b. So this kind of form is in the frequency domain. We are corresponding to the time domain, the time shift. If there's nothing, if here's nothing,
here is just the equal side of 1, right? It will be the time shift of delta t. If there's something here, we need to find the corresponding xt for this part, and after that do the time shift. So, everybody with me? No? We close to the 7-9 o'clock. If you have other things, you can go, and if you have time, you can stay. I'll explain more details.
Are we
going to
have one like that on the set?
Sure. I'm not sure, but this is the important problem. Because this use the
both.
All these problems use both the Fourier transform table and Fourier transform properties. Think about it. The Fourier transform table and the properties is in the first page of this book. you know how this is an important problem. You need to be able to take advantage of that.
I will
You are free to leave, but if you still have a problem for problem D, you can come to me, we talk about it.
Quick question. So, I'm following you here, like, because this is a Fourier transform, okay?
Yeah.
Right here. But is this your final answer? You don't plug these. So how do you figure out A was 2 and B was negative
3?
Homework and stuff.